Newark Division of Police will conduct a high-visibility traffic enforcement blitz this weekend as Newark Catholic hosts homecoming events. Officers will target State Route 16, 13, and 79, as well as the 21st Street area, focusing on speed limits, distracted and impaired driving, and seatbelt enforcement. A new ornate staircase has been added to the historic Licking County Jail. It replaces a temporary wooden staircase that had served as the fire exit for special events. The jail is now leased to a not-for-profit group known as Governmental Preservation Society. The project was completed just in time for the annual Jail of Terror haunted event. Licking County Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the theft of a Husqvarna trimmer and a DeWalt miter saw from a trailer parked at Noah's Ark East on East Main Street August 25th. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. This is Stormwater Awareness Week, designed to teach that any pollution left on roadways, sidewalks, and driveways drains into our rivers and streams. Make sure streams remain clean by picking up trash at a local park, plant native plants and trees, install a rain garden, and mulch leaves on your grass to help soil conditions. The last county fair of this season will be the Fairfield County Fair, which starts Sunday in Lancaster. The admission price is $10 and parking is free. Opening day admission is free, with gates opening at noon. The Mount Vernon Fire Department held a swearing-in ceremony to promote three individuals and welcome three employees. Fire Chief Chad Christopher promoted Ben Herod to captain, Nate Hines and Braden Cramp to lieutenant, Marcy Bates, Nathan Pergart, and Peyton Lester took the oath of office of firefighter and a paramedic. And remember, the last day to register to vote in the November 5th election is October 7th. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.